What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, let's get started with what is hot in the markets right now.
You know, we're going to still go with soybeans. I mean, that's a market that continues to trade up in the upper end of its trading ranges right now. We still are, you know, kind of still waiting to see what the final word's going to be and what China's going to do here as far as purchasing soybeans from the U.S. Everybody's still in, you know, saying they're going to buy their 12 million metric ton here by January. So it's still possible. We're getting tight now. On time, but right now that's really what's kind of continuing to help support the market, keep it up above resistance levels. On the flip side, we're also looking at, you know, the stock market continues to trade very well. That's still up against its upper end of the trading ranges. Corn right now is seeing a little bit of pressure, but it's still in the upper range and still holding above support.
All right, we'll flip it now and take a look at what's not hot in the market.
You know, we got to go with the livestock sector again, and meat continues to struggle here a little bit, especially Minneapolis. Minneapolis had a stronger week last week off of news that China was in a bot, but it just couldn't seem to hold it together. And we did see some spread unwinding between the winter wheats and the spring wheat. But cattle continue to see pressure as the uncertainty of whether or not we're going to keep the border closed with Mexico and what we're going to bring in from Brazil beef, that continues to keep the funds liquidating their positions.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.